According to a new report from the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, citations issued by conservation wardens have fallen significantly at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in recent years.
The report finds that enforcement of all conservation violations declined 28% in the years 2011 to 2013 compared to 2003 to 2010. That includes an 85% drop in citations for hunting deer out of season, among other things. But why are these numbers way down?
Joining us now to talk about the report is George Meyer. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and a former DNR secretary. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, why is it worth taking a close look at why we're seeing a substantial difference in these numbers?
Well, I think it's important to, especially sportsmen and women, but basically they're all citizens that our state conservation and firearm issues laws are enforced. And it is of great concern to many sportsmen. In fact, there has been a drop off of enforcement recently. And we hope that the legislature and the governor and DNR senior management take steps to address the situation.
How big a drop do you see this 28% difference as being?
That is a very significant drop. We have a really an excellent conservation warden force, outstanding men and women that are doing the enforcement. But without a deterrent for illegal poaching and driving boats, operating boats without being intoxicated, road hunting and things like this, it will increase. The reason you have enforcement of our conservation and safety laws is to prevent improper practices from taking place. They are the only way to deter via this type of activity.
Now, how did you put this analysis together?
Well, we actually had the statistics from the Bureau of Law Enforcement. They keep excellent detailed records each year of, I think they have 426 types of violations, and they keep a detailed record of the number of citations issued under each one of those violations. And then we just did the math, took the average of the years from 2003 to 2010, and got that average, and then compared the average of the last 3 years. And that's where it showed that for all the 426 classes, there was a reduction of 28%. But in some of these areas, which are probably most important to citizens and in sportsmen and women, included, there are some really major differences. Deer shining, which is upsetting to any landowner, and of course sportsmen, is down 44% as an example. Fishing without a license, violations are down 33%, and that provides the revenue for managing fish and wildlife in the state.
And what are some of the others? There's also, driving a boat while intoxicated?
So that one is down 33%. And then one that really gets at the fish habitat, and that is people changing the beds of lakes and digging up lakes or filling in lakes and shorelines, which are important for future fish and wildlife habitat. Those violations, citations, are down 62%.
Now, I guess one of the things that we're trying to get a handle on this is the big question is why this is going on. And there are different ideas out there about why it's happening. But why do you think you're seeing this difference?
Well, I think there's really three reasons are causing this. And, like I mentioned, we do have excellent conservation wardens in the state, and they need the tools to get the job done. And, I think there has been a de-emphasis among administration towards enforcement. I know we've seen that in the environmental enforcement area in the state, and it appears to also be happening on conservation law enforcement. But also there's been vacancies in the warden positions, and they need to be filled so we have adequate deterrence so that, for instance, if there's two wardens in a county and there's one vacancy, that means a warden has to cover a whole county in terms of their area. And then the third area is the money they have for operating, which is a lot of it is gas money for their vehicle. That has been reduced substantially over the last few years, so they can't get out and patrol areas where violations take place, and it makes it very difficult for them to do their job.
Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has framed this in political terms, comparing the years Governor Walker has been in office with his appointed secretary versus the years that Governor Doyle was in office, 2003 to 2010. Do you see this as a political finding?
Well, we are not a political organization. In fact, we stay away from it. We received these numbers this week, and that's why we put them out. If we got them next week, we'd have put them out next week. But I think the reason what became very apparent when you looked at the numbers, that there is a significant difference in the last 3 years and the past years. And we could have gone back another 10 years under Governor Thompson, who was a Republican, and the numbers would have been substantially lower from these 3 years than those numbers. So this isn't a partisan political issue. The numbers just are very striking over the last 3 years compared to any of the years prior to that.
And there's no connection with the pending election and the report, as you see it, as some are saying maybe there is a political motivation behind the release of these numbers now.
Not at all. These numbers, I understand, were asked for a long time ago, and we would have put out this report whenever we received the numbers. And if that were 6 months ago, we would have done it. If it's 6 months in the future, we'd have done it. We received the numbers. They were being distributed, so we did our analysis and put it out this week.
The DNR has said that they see this as essentially good news that citations are down. It means that people are following the laws. They don't need to be issuing the citations. And they're saying it's pretty much the evidence that their education and outreach efforts have been working. What do you think of that?
Well, clearly we support educational efforts. And, you know, conservation warrants do play a major role. But it really strains credibility to think that over 426 different types of violations, there's been education done so that all of them were lowered. It clearly is less ability of wardens to do their job. Surely in some of these areas, education did play a role. There's no way that education reduced violations across 426 different, highly different categories of state conservation and public safety laws.
And what is the next step in your plan to get the DNR, the state legislature, the governor, whoever it might be, on board with increasing enforcement?
Well, you know, one reason to put this information out was, in fact, to educate the public that this is happening. Otherwise, these records would have sat in a computer and in DNR, and no one would have known. The idea is to provide knowledge and momentum for hopefully a change of emphasis at DNR, but also for more financial resources for the Conservation Warden Force to be able to fill vacancies and to have money to run their vehicles and do the other types of support activities that are important for them to enforce these laws. And we intend to bring this to the national legislature and try to get increased funds for state conservation wardens.
George, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was George Meyer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and a former DNR secretary.